Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Nor Alto Eta. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Nor Alto Eta, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
See, that's debatable. I think you do a pretty good job. Sergeant Daly with Bylaw Services with the RMWB here in Fort McMurray.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's me.
There you go. Now, before we start talking about... talk about anything. I want an update on wrestling. I want an update on wrestling because there was there's some that came close to Fort McMurray recently. Did you go?
No, I didn't go. Okay. I remember telling you now I was big into the AEW. So
that's right.
They're coming back in July. So okay. July 5th, I believe, at Rogers Place.
Yeah.
AEW is going to be here. It's going to be killer. Kenny Omega and the Elite.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be great.
And so I got a mutual friend of ours, Justin, my cousin, he's been sending me clips of old wrestling from back in like the 90s and 80s and like the inappropriateness around it. And it's awesome.
Do you mean the attitude around it?
Yeah. Well.
Are we talking the golden era?
Are you
talking attitude era?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There was some crazy stuff.
Crazy
going
stuff.
On.
Like I remember like because I watched it. I loved it.
Yeah.
And like at the time, it was just part of the culture that was normal.
Yeah.
But some of the things that like. They're saying to Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, her dad and her dating Triple H, and all of a sudden, like, Goldust walks in.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what is
going on?
Yeah.
Or yeah, like, you can't do a lot of that stuff. And, it's just, I guess we've all kind of learned.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it's really inappropriate. But they got away with it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, or the whole Kurt Angle Booker T plot line where he was trying to sleep with Booker T's wife if you won the match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah. Like that was a whole storyline.
Yeah.
For sure.
So like my question about wrestling now, because when I kind of stopped or like got out of it, it was more with like the diva era coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that's a whole new thing. They have their own shows on E! And everything else.
Yeah.
And so with that diva era, but with like the PC-ness of the world, like what do those storylines look like now?
Well, and see with the WWE, I'm not entirely sure. Like, the last I watched was WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But I know at least with AEW.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Like, the athleticism, it's great. Mm-hmm. I watch it, and I look forward to it just as much as the men wrestling, right? Which is, you know. But, there's tons of stuff going on with the storylines. But most of it is kind of... come away from, kind of inappropriateness.
That's right.
And
that's right.
More toward the athleticism. Yeah. So,
well, that's the one thing that, because I see the clips on TikTok all the time. That is the one thing I will say about what I see is these guys and ladies are just killing it. Like they are real, like, and not to say they weren't real athletes before. They really were.
Totally
and they
were
putting their bodies on the line.
But they were more like buses running into each other than they were like acrobats running around each other.
Yeah.
Like, watching it now, like Britt Baker, she's a wrestler in AEW.
Yeah.
Amazing. She's a wrestler, and when she was training to become a wrestler, she was also going to school to become a dentist.
Okay.
So she has a practice open. And she wrestles full time.
Oh, cool.
You know, just amazing.
Yeah.
None of them are any Mae Young, though.
Nobody's Mae Young.
Who's Mae Young?
What? The Hand?
I don't remember.
She's like one of the very first female wrestlers. She got put through a table by
Bubba.
Bubba Ray. By Bubba Ray at, I think, WrestleMania or something like that. And
yep.
She was like 86 years old when they put her through the table.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't want to put her through the table. And she was like, you're gonna put me through this table.
Yeah, she got mad at them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love when you guys get together and we have these shows because this is the equivalency of like when Joe Rogan is talking about MMA and somebody says something and then they just oh, I remember that. I saw that. Like you guys.
It's great.
It's hilarious. So whatever happened to Vince McMahon?
He just retired, didn't he?
No, he just came back.
Oh.
Yeah, he came back and that deal happened where WWE sold to, what is it,
Endeavor? UFC.
Yeah, UFC's parent company.
Okay.
And so apparently they're going to have Vince McMahon back as the chairman of the company.
Okay.
The WWE portion. I don't know how it's going to work, but he's back. So everybody online's upset because he's in charge of creative again. And
right.
I guess, yeah, there's they're some all debate. Sick of
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So why? So, like, let's talk about it. So he owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he own it and turn it into this colossal business, but then he decided, okay, no, I'm going to be part of the narrative.
Yeah.
And so when he sold it, did he leave the narrative and leave the company, or had he worked his way out of the narrative prior to?
He was still kind of an onstage personality, but yeah, he's always just been kind of in the inner workings, right?
Right.
And he had some issues come up there recently as well.
Okay.
And so they kind of distanced themselves from us.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.